I can have your attention here at the Media Center. We're now joined by the winning team for the 10th running of the Active Pest Control 200 NASCAR Camp and World Truck Series. Driver of the number 16 Ice and Toyota, Brett Moffitt. His crew chief, Scott Zipadelli, and the owner of Hattori Racing Enterprises, Shiggy Hattori. Gentlemen, first of all, congratulations on a tremendous finish. Great race. Brett, tell us what's going through your mind on that last restart.
It was a 13 being on two tires. I didn't know if he was going to spin them or how good a start he was going to get. I knew we'd be able to launch harder. It seemed like our JGR motor built by Mark Conquist was really good on restarts. I was able to push Kyle to the lead on one, and I tried to on another, and he spun his tires and kind of got us back there in the pack a little bit. But we had a really good Tundra, and we were able to drive back by. But on that final restart, I was just trying to give him enough space to where if he did spin his tires, I could still get to the bottom. And, you know, luckily, once I got into one, I could clear him and clear Johnny, and they stayed side by side, and we were able to just drive away.
Scott, knowing how hectic late race restarts can be, what advice did you offer Brett before that last one?
Actually, I didn't give him a whole lot of advice. I told him he knew exactly what to do. And on Channel 2, I was talking to Brandon, our spotter, and I said the only option I think we have is to push the 13 and then Brett go to the bottom and go three wide and clear him. And he did exactly what I was thinking. So plan turned out pretty well.
Excellent. And Shiggy, once he gets out front, how confident are you that he's gonna be able to seal the deal there and bring home the checkered flag?
Well, it's just so emotional. And then everybody, Scott and team manager or members, did a really good job. And Brett, he did our first K&N win and then truck win. And I'm so happy.
Excellent. We'll open it up to questions for our winning crew. If you raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you, and we'll start right here with Chris, and then we'll go to Rick.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchWins.com. Shiggy, you have spent millions and millions of your own dollars to get to this moment. What does it feel like? And then I got to follow up for Brett.
Well, you know, I'm so happy, and I put together a good deal for Brett, and I tried to help, young driver. Everybody, you know, has a talent, but you know, it's really difficult to find good deal. So
And Brett, you're in the playoffs.
Hell yeah!
That's a pretty cool feeling for you guys, especially knowing what Hattori Racing went through last year on losing out on a tie last year.
Yeah, it's I expect it to be good. Shiggy has put all the right people in the right places, and you know, we don't have the biggest shop and we don't have the most trucks, but he's made damn sure we have the right people with Scott and Greachy and everyone down to the pit crew. They did a great job all night too, and I knew we'd be successful. I just didn't think it'd be this early.
We'll go to Rick, and then we'll go up to the press box.
Rick Miller, Brett, you had a really impressive run in the Cup Series here a few years ago, and then you win here tonight. What does this place mean to you, and why do you think you succeed here?
I'm liking it, that's for sure. It's close to home, second home in North Carolina, and the old asphalt is just fun, man. You got to be really strict with your line. That's where we made a lot of passes tonight, was being able to move around but be strict with the bottom and hook that yellow line in 3 and 4, and I was able to make up a lot of ground there and just get underneath people.
Let's go up to the press box. Go ahead.
Hi, Brett. Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Can you tell us a little about the journey you've been on over the last few years? I mean, there's been so many ups and downs and opportunities, and they go away. How have you persevered and wanted to keep doing this even when it looked like you had nothing?
It's extremely difficult, you know. I've always been told, you have the talent and we'd really like you, but we need the funding to go along with it, and that's the part I haven't really been able to offer too much. And to make do with the opportunities I've had, I feel like I've really been able to show my talent, and whether it was in the Cup Series or the Truck Series a couple years ago, filling in for Tift with with Zippy as my crew chief, and we had a lot of success then. And a lot of the motivation comes from my father, because he went through some really tough times in life while I was growing up, and I would have never knew it, just how strong he was and how motivated he is to build his business back up. And he's the one that always tells me to just keep digging. We're going to have that opportunity, and that's what keeps me motivated.
We're going to go in the center to Bob, and then we'll go back to the press box, then Jacob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. For either Scott or Shiggy, can you talk about, and I know it's a little bit sensitive, that going with the JGR engine, and do you think that, do you feel like that made a difference tonight on that restart?
You think it's sensitive? Yeah, it is a little sensitive. That's a really tough question. It's inevitable that we're going to have to go to change. It seems like that's the direction that we're going to have to go. When are we going to go there? It's probably not too far away. At times, I felt like the NT1 had an advantage, and then I felt like our truck on the initial restart, initial takeoff, I felt like our engine by Mark Cronquist was really strong. I think both engines could run competitively throughout the season at every racetrack if there was some little tweaks. Now I think we're close. I know Ben Kennedy probably is not going to want to talk to me Monday about the engine anymore. He came down to Victory Lane and jokingly said that. We're happy with the OEM engine. We're accepting change, and if it helps our business model long term, and we're able to keep racing and balance the budget, so to say, we'll be there.
We'll go back up to the press box. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Scott. A month ago, or at least in January, you didn't even know who was going to drive the truck. How hectic was it just trying to get the season ready, knowing the changes you had to make to get ready to put Brett in the car?
Thank you, Lee. It was very hectic when we learned that Ryan was leaving, and I'll be honest with you, Brett was the top of my list, and Mr. Ettore knows that because we've talked about it several times over and over, and I think we all felt the same way. We just had to figure out how we were going to do it. We fielded tons of meetings with other potential drivers, took up most of our month in January, February, but we did everything we possibly could to get him in our truck, and look what we did. Look why we did it. We worked really hard for that, and I think Brett and I have good chemistry together, and this is one of those nights that's he kind of laughed because I told him we're like 13 more laps. He goes, "Till we pit?" I said, "No, the end of the race." He goes, "Oh shit!" and then we were running third, and then we win. So the night was easy, and these are the nights that we look forward to in the future.
We'll go up here to the left to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online, Performance Motorsports Network. I'll start with Brett, and then I've got a follow-up. You talked earlier about the ups and downs that your career's had the last few years, and it seems like there's a roller coaster, and then there's all these near misses, five straight years of near misses in the K&N car, and then to go through the ups and downs at the national level to finally close it out, to be here, know it's done, you're getting the trophy. How sweet is this moment right now?
This one's really special to me. Not only to be able to bring the first win for Shiggy in the Camping World Truck Series, but to be back with Scott and literally the whole team is pretty much people I've worked with throughout my career, whether it be MWR or Red Horse Racing, and we're really just a pretty big group of friends, and it's pretty cool for all of them to they work so hard all off season and being that to get them to Victory Lane this early is really special, and this one's every bit as special as my first win was, because I feel like Michigan's a little different ball game in the Truck Series. It's a little more drafting, but not to discredit that one, but this one we definitely worked hard for, and we had a really good Tundra all night.
Scott, what was it that you and Shiggy saw, or what was it that you isolated when you put him at the top of your list to say this is why we want Brett to drive our truck?
There's you know, there's drivers and then there's drivers. And some guys drive race cars and some guys are race car drivers. Brett has that killer instinct that comes from inside, and you don't have to tell him, hey, man, get up on the wheel. We've got 13 more laps. See, you don't have to tell him that. It just happens. It's that killer instinct that some athletes have, and some have to work really hard to push. I think we work well together, and we have fun doing it at the same time. This is a difficult sport, and it's not always fun, and it's, you know, you sacrifice a lot of time at home, family, friends, and so on. But when you can do it, enjoy it, and then have success on it, it makes it pretty special and very rewarding at the same time.
We'll go back in the center to Chris.
Yeah, ChrisMankEdgeFence.com again. Scott, you plan to bring this truck to Vegas next week?
Yes. Yes, we have a brand new truck that we built for Vegas. It's sitting at home, ready to go to Vegas. But we're gonna drive home tonight. We're gonna work tomorrow. We're gonna swap the motor and pull down. And I just feel like we're gonna take more time on the other new truck and get it ready to take it to the tunnel and take it to first race back after the break will be Dover. So yeah, I think we'll be more prepared if we run this truck again. And this is the same truck that sat on the pole in Vegas and was leading with what, 3 to go last year with Ryan, and I felt like we had a shot to win that race. So,
any additional questions for our race winning team? Right there, you go.
CJ Wolliver with FoxSports.com. This question is for Brett. I've heard that because of the time difference before this season got started, that your owner, Mr. Hattori, went through a lot of sleepless nights getting this deal together, making this happen. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Shiggy, like Scott kind of touched on, you know, we'd been talking for a while about it, but we just didn't know the reality and how to make it happen, like Scott said. And Shiggy works incredibly, incredibly hard between being in the States and being in Japan and back and forth, and just to put these deals together to give guys like me the opportunity. And I can pretty much safely say there's no one better in the truck series out there finding sponsors than Shiggy does. And, you know, he works really hard at it, and he's pretty damn good at it. And, you know, just thankful we could all come together on this deal.
Thank you.
Good. Back to Jacob. Finish up right there.
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online, Performance Motorsports Network. Again, Shiggy, I know you've worked a long time for this moment. Is it everything you hoped it would be, or is it better?
It will be getting much better. And, you know, again, this is all team sport. And Scott and myself and then team manager Mike Gricci, we're on the same page. Always we are looking for win. And also, I really appreciate Ryan and also Truex family, and then they have lost a lot. So then now we win. So always this kid, great job.
Gentlemen, congratulations on a great win, and we look forward to seeing you next week in Las Vegas.
Thank you.